Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was jazz legend, drummer, pianist, composer, and the great Jack DeJohnette, teamed up with the great Bruce Hornsby and Christian McBride, helping us head into a new episode of Neon Jazz with the 2007 song Questions and Answers. And those will be a part of this show. Jack is a fixture in the history of the fusion jazz era and easily one of the most influential drummers of the 20th century. His work with cats like Freddie Hubbard, Keith Jarrett, Sonny Rollins, Miles Davis, Joe Henderson, and the great John Scofield has etched his sound into the deep fabric of jazz history. And he happens to be one of the coolest, most laid-back cats we have ever interviewed on the program. This is what he had to tell me in a recent interview about playing his first professional gig.
I was never nervous. And in fact, playing for an audience is just a really great high, you know. So it just helped me play better.
Jack was baptized in the jazz ways in his hometown of Chicago during the roaring 1960s. But it was in 1966 when he moved to New York City and joined the Charles Lloyd Quartet. And this is where he first encountered pianist Keith Jarrett and started a long career association with him. And over his life, he has worked with so many cats and been such a huge influence. And when he was asked who he would have liked to have played with in his career and who he hasn't played with, this is what he had to say.
I miss Miles, but I think I played with most everybody. All the legends, you know. There's one musician I wish I had a chance to play with, and that's Jimi Hendrix. Jimi's music was more jazz than it was rock.
These days, Jack keeps on making that cutting-edge music and making his jazz journey richer for all of us. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of inventive jazz, cool cats, and establishments making jazz music night in and night out, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready with a brand new catalog of jazz we think you might just dig. Let's get one more lick in here from the great drummer, Jack DeJohnette. Here's the tune New Muse from his 2012 album called Sound Travels.
Thank you.
That was the great Kansas City bassist Tyrone Clark with the tune Traveling off his new 2014 album, Music and the Grain. And this whole album is quality listening. Tyrone is in the midst of a career that has been going strong for nearly 40 years, and it keeps gaining momentum. Steeped in the Kansas City tradition, he is a full bassist, always right there, just when you need him. Over his career, he has either been on stage or in the studio with cats like Eddie Harris, Benny Golson, Nicholas Payton, Milt Jackson, Billy Taylor, Max Roach, and the great Kevin Mahogany. And if you picked up the 1997 soundtrack to the Robert Altman film Kansas City, you heard him in that. This next tune is a tasty one.
This looks like one I'm going to be snagging for the Neon Beat.
You absolutely should. It's a great pairing. British jazz pianist George Shearing and the great Nat King Cole. The 1962 tune, Let There Be Love.
Let there be you, let there be me, let there be oysters under the sea, let there be wind, an occasional rain, chili con carne, sparkling champagne. Let there be birds to sing in the trees, someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, a But first of all, please let there be love. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please let there be love. 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 Let there be love.
Hi, this is pianist Fred Hirsch, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Thank you.
That was bassist, producer, composer, and an audio and recording engineer, Dan Dean, with the 2010 song It's On, off his LP called 251. Dan's been all over the jazz map, playing with cats like Shelly Manne, Howard Roberts, Herb Ellis, and many others. But his contribution to music education has also been huge. He is the author of widely successful Hal Leonard series books on the electric bass and other method books. He's been a member of the teaching faculties of jazz studies and electric bass at Western Washington University, Olympic College, and Shoreline College. He is a good guy. Our next tune on the show is called Squareface, off the New York Jazz Combos. Jazz. Circa 1935 to 37.
Now I'm in the mood for shrimp. And a cup of gumbo. Keep going.
Keep it going. Our next tune on the show is called Squareface, off the New York Jazz Combos. Circa 1935 to 37 compilation CD. Dig it.
Jazz.
Jazz, baby.
Looking at me for ain't gonna lead me to sorrow and sin no more, no sir, no more. Too many times you got under my skin. I'm through with you, old square face. Ain't gonna get me again, no sir, ain't gonna get me again. You keep hanging round for? What's that you say? It's time to begin? Well, just once more, might as well bring those pink elephants in. Man, I'm feeling low, old square face. You know, you got me again. Yes, sir. Got me that time.
Hi, everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dumino.
Mm-hmm.
That was the great sax man Eddie Harris with the 1967 song Listen Here. Man, this guy introduced the electrically amplified saxophone and was very adept on the electric piano and organ. From the lore of the famous Chicago Jazz Cats, he got off to the right step in college, gigging professionally with the great Gene Ammons. And when he finally moved from his home of Chicago to L.A. in the mid-70s, he was the guy that did most of the music for the Bill Cosby Show, so I'm sure you have heard his music by now. From that year, 1959, here's the great Jack Ursa and his orchestra with the tune Diana.
We'll be right back.
That was the talented trumpeter Joe Gordon with the very cool 1956 song Toll Bridge off his album called Introducing Joe Gordon. So during 1956, Joe toured the Middle East with Dizzy Gillespie's big band, and he was also a soloist and a night in Tunisia. He also did work over the years with cats like Horace Silver, Barney Kessel, Benny Carter, Harold Land, Shelly Manne, and Dexter Gordon, and he appeared on one recording with the great Thelonious Monk. He did get around quite a bit.
What a resume.
Oh, without a doubt, that guy. Here is the trumpeter turned prominent American band leader and arranger Larry Clinton, next here on the show with the tune Big Dipper.
Thank you.
Again, off the 1999 CD, The Very Best of Larry Clinton and His Orchestra. That was Larry with the tune Big Dipper. And from the bravado of Larry, we move into another talented jazz icon on the show. Here's saxophonist, clarinetist, and composer Sidney Bechet taking things away for us with the song Piece to Four off his album with Kenny Clarke. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man who is known for his solo work, but does quite well in tandem, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Why, thank you.
Thank you. Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. So drop us a line. Let us know what you'd like. Just let us know you're out there in radio land. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Again, off the 1999 CD, The Very Best of Larry Clinton and His Orchestra. Were we going to mess around first?
It's recording.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Avon here.
Honey, I'm home.
Thank you very much.
Neon Jazz. Boom
chickalooka. Okay.
Take three.
Thanks.
Neon Jazz.